Hi guys, welcome back to 20 Somethings Podcast. I'm not sure how long this episode will be. I just wanted to touch base with everyone really quick and have a little chat about good old mental health. My name is Sarah, by the way, if you're new here, and I am the host of this podcast. You can follow me on Instagram if you want to get to know me a little bit better. It's just Sarah Birch, Sarah with an H, Birch with a T. Or you can follow, of course, this podcast on Instagram at 20.somethings.podcast. And I've also started uploading more videos on YouTube as well, which is just my name, Sarah Birch. So with all of that being said, I just wanted to chat super quickly about, I guess just like what's been going on in life lately. I've been really struggling the last few weeks with my anxiety and just having a lot of feelings of self-doubt and not being very kind to myself. Certain things in my life have not really panned out the way that I was hoping and the way that I was trying to manifest it to go, or the way that I was investing things in my life to pan out. Life just throws curveballs at you, and people are unpredictable, emotions are unpredictable, circumstances are unpredictable. And I'm just trying to roll with the punches, as they say. But I've really been struggling a little bit in terms of not sleeping well, not feeling like I have much of an appetite, which is kind of unlike me. And I've been feeling this way for a few weeks. And I don't really know what to do at this point to make myself feel better other than to just like give myself time. And of course, the whole reason I kind of wanted to make this podcast was, if you have just been following me on Instagram and not really chatting with me or texting me, you would have no idea that this is going on in my life right now. I am constantly popping off on Instagram. It's not anything malintended, in my opinion. Like, I genuinely just see Instagram as like an escape, like a way to enjoy the beautiful things in my life, the way to showcase positive moments in my life. I don't really go into it trying to put on some sort of facade. I'm usually pretty open about my struggles, whether it be on the podcast or through my blog or whatever. But yeah, my Instagram, I definitely would feel, is a quote unquote highlight reel, as everybody says. But that's sort of by my own choice, because I just would prefer, I guess, to share funny, notable, unique moments in my day, or share photos where I feel beautiful, or share videos where I feel sexy. I don't know. To me, a podcast is a little bit more of an ideal platform to talk about the messy stuff. And so just your daily reminder, your daily dose of reality, that just because someone seems like they're living their best life online does not mean that that's the case. And it's always important to check in on your friends and family, whether that be a phone call or an email or just stopping by their house, just to make sure that beneath the surface everything actually is okay, because you really don't know what people are going through. My problems right now are quite trivial compared to what a lot of other people are going through. And I know I'll be okay and I'll bounce back. I've just taken a little bit of a hit. And I'm just processing, I guess, and trying to remain positive. So I apologize that my episodes have been a bit late lately and maybe not as heartfelt or as exciting as they were in the beginning. It's been an adjustment, you know, doing it on my own now. And I just wanted to reiterate that there's literally no bad blood at all. Amanda and I are still sisters, lovers, best friends. She's just truly in a different part of the country, and she's so busy building a life for herself. And the podcast was always kind of my dream anyway. And she's just a supportive best friend, so she helped me get started. But just in case you're wondering what the F happened to Amanda, she's good in the hood and she will be back for sure. She's just super busy right now. So feel free to follow her on Instagram and or Mango and send her your well wishes. Anyway, but yeah, so just adjusting to doing the podcast on my own, feeling a little unmotivated, to be quite honest, to do the podcast, which I never really thought I'd feel that way, because it's really one of the best things that I have in my life. And I'm so proud of myself for making 40 something episodes. But I don't know, I guess when you spend all day in your head, you really don't want to talk. And I just want to silence the noise sometimes. But honestly, like anything, whether it be working out or taking a walk or like, you always feel better after you do it, even if it's a struggle to get yourself to do it, you always feel better after. And that's always how I feel after I podcast. I always feel productive and cathartic. So yeah, I'm still doing it. I'm still here. I'm still trying my best to keep doing all my creative projects. I'm still trying to take care of myself. And I guess I just wanted to remind everybody to give yourself a little pat on the back and give yourself a little hug if you are still grinding, still pushing yourself, still doing the best you can, despite maybe things in your life being very difficult at the moment. It's a huge sign of courage and strength and resilience to be able to keep pushing and keep building a life of success and happiness even when things aren't going your way. It's a lot easier to just throw in the towel sometimes, to give up, to beat yourself up. And that's what I struggle with. I'm very bad with negative self-talk. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist with certain things, especially when it comes to my appearance or how I eat or how I dress. So I'm very mean, and I always think, like, Jesus, if someone else talked to me the way I talk to myself, I would slap them. Or, like, I could never imagine speaking to my daughter or my sister, like, the way I speak to myself. And I'm always calling myself pathetic or stupid or embarrassing or desperate, and it's just not very nice. So don't talk to yourself that way, guys. I know it's easier said than done. It's like a coping mechanism for a lot of people. But this is just a reminder, as we move into the fall season and the days get shorter and darker and the leaves start to fall and seasonal depression starts to definitely take a hold on everyone, this is your reminder to take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, and, you know, just surround yourself with positivity, whether that be podcasts that make you smile or comfy clothes that make you feel good or a TV show that never fails to make you laugh. Whatever it is, just protect your aura, protect your heart. And I guess that's it. I will probably deliver another legitimate episode this week. I just wanted to hop on and I guess vent for a few minutes and give you a little bit of a real talk about where I'm at mentally right now. And that's it. All right. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being on this journey. I know there's not a ton of you, but the ones that are here every week, I know you, I love you, I recognize you, and I do this for you as well as for me. Okay. Bye, guys.